the challenge, will God in very deed dwell with man on earth? 2 Chronicles 6:18. But will God in very deed dwell with man on the earth? Behold heaven and the heaven of heavens, can it contain thee? How much less this house which I have built? God dwells among his own redeemed people. What an amazing revelation. In very deed and truth it is so. Hear these mighty words. Ye are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2:22. Christ is called Emmanuel. Listen to the announcement of the God of all the earth, carried by an angelic dream. Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Will God in very deed dwell with me on the earth? The answer is immutably yes, yes, yes. I heal the glory dawning from Emmanuel's land. Notice first God's desire to live amongst his own people. God commands that a sanctuary should be made with the one great promise that I may dwell with men on earth. What a host! And oh, what love! This is love indeed, beyond definition and beyond all exhaustion. Think of it. We are the building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. God is not going to simply visit us. Notice secondly, he has come to live with us, to take up his abode with us. He will come in and sup with me, and I with him. Revelation 3:20. And what is more, I will sit with him in his throne. Revelation 3:21. Oh, what a love which will not let me go. Oh, God, I would pray, bathe me each day in the healing love waters of your residence. Notice thirdly, now this is not withdrawal. It is the very opposite. It is living together eternally, forever with the Lord. We became the temple of the living God when we were converted by his grace. He has pledged to dwell amongst us, and our body has become his temple. Our body supplies a body to the Holy Ghost. My treasure is of thy precious blood. Fixed there my heart, and for the rest, under thy forming arms, my God, give me that frame which thou likest best.